The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Anchor for Your Soul radio program, brought to you by the Bedford Street Church of Christ, formerly the Church of Christ in Milton. We're now located in Abington, Massachusetts, and we're so glad you decided to tune in. Our minister, Maurice Davis, has a word for us, and it is our prayer that his message blesses you and gives you whatever it is you need. Please enjoy.
Give people support when they need it. And recognize you already have the ability to do it. Every problem doesn't need to be directed to the church house. You're the church. You're the church. Every problem that you see out there, you don't have to come and tell me about it. Because I know you come to tell me about it because you want me to do something about it. Well, okay, God presented it to you so you can do something about it. And we miss our blessings trying to pawn things off on other people. Instead of recognizing that you and I are supposed to be vessels for God. So we need our faith to be built up, fortified, strengthened. We are soldiers of the cross. You know, you all like to sing, "I'm a hard-fighting soldier." I don't even like it when the song comes up. But many of you, I know you like to sing it, and when song leaders do all these fancy stuff with it to spurk it up. But I'm always saying, but am I really a soldier? Am I really on the battlefield? Am I really walking right, talking right? You know, well, I wasn't going to say the singing, right? Because we will sing those songs, but that's a declaration. That's a declaration. You're saying, I am a hard fighting soldier. That's what you say when you're singing it. Now, I recognize God looks at you and say, "Really? I haven't even seen them in army fatigues or anything. I always got their nails nice and manicured and polished." Okay. You guys get it. When you leave the cross, your life is forever changed. So picture the people who were gathered at this scene. They were changed after leaving the scene. The centurion in Matthew 27 and his soldiers are changed. Truly this man was the Son of God. John, who had a close relationship with Jesus, is changed. Now you got to take care of Jesus' mother. And so even if John didn't take care of his mother right, you know you're going to take care of Jesus' mother right. Okay, let that sink in. It's just like when you're babysitting somebody else's children, you may let yours run wild, but you're going to make sure this child follows the rules because you got to give them back to their parents and they're going to inspect them. No bruises, no scratches. You guys know that when you borrow something from somebody, somebody loans you something, you turn it back to them as best condition it was when they gave, at least if you care. I told you about the people who borrowed some books from me when I was in Houston and just marked it up and highlighted it like it was their own. I gave them the book. I just gave it to them. That's because that's not my book. That's yours now. When I get a book, I want to highlight in it. I want to underline it. I don't want you to take my book and defame it. But when you leave the cross, your life has changed. Mary's life would have been changed. She's seen her oldest boy suffer for hours on the cross. Her other children nowhere to be found. That's going to stay with her. Scribes and Pharisees, chief priests, they didn't care from the very beginning. They feel like they've won. You know, we got rid of him. But the change is already occurring in the minds of the people. You can't backtrack that. It's interesting. The blasphemers would have been folk who would have been saying, give us Barabbas, a known criminal, but crucify Jesus. Some people, when they leave the cross, they're even more hardened in their sin. Because the grace that is right in front of them, they won't accept. So God has to give you over to a reprobate mind. We are changed when we come to the cross. The impact of what you see can't be unseen. Some of you have gone to memorial service with family members, friends, co-workers, or whatever, or elected officials and whatnot. And that ceremony, the service, or whatever surrounding impacts you. And sometimes you need to say, I'm going to do better. I'm going to live a life that emulates this person. It's the inspiration for us doing better. And so as we take a brief, if we've taken a brief glimpse of the people who were present at the cross, we need to come away saying, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do more to lift up the name of Jesus. I don't want to be just a spectator who just looks in and sees what's going on, but then just goes on about my life afterwards. Too many times people have done that. They come to a church service, they listen to sermons that were very impactful, but because they didn't want to do anything, that wasn't for me. That's for the other folk. I got news for us. It's for us. It's for us. You can't be a spectator around Jesus and not be impacted. Change has to occur. And so the question becomes, am I willing to allow what I know about Jesus to change me? Let's go back to the centurion and soldier. Truly, this man is the Son of God. They couldn't go back and be the same soldiers they used to be. They couldn't go back. They know something now. Okay. Some of you, after a real encounter with Jesus, can't go back to your old life. You have outgrown that. You know some things now that are impacting you such that you can't do all of the stuff you used to do. You got to make some changes. Otherwise, this experience has not done anything for you. And some of us, Satan knows, yeah, they got jazzed up and pumped up there, but I'm going to drag them back in the old environment so that enthusiasm is going to be gone. Don't go back in your old environment. Sometimes you really do need to change some friends. You need to change some of the places you go. You need to change who you're listening to so that Jesus really does become Lord of your life. And so I'll simply end by just asking, who is Lord of your life today? Is it you? Is it Satan? Or is it Jesus? So two of those choices are bad. So whether it's you or the devil, those bad choices. The only good choice is for Jesus to be the person who's in charge of your life. Now, if you have not rendered obedience to him in baptism, then I need for you to understand Jesus is not in charge of your life. Satan is. You're either Christian or you're a non-Christian. And when you get to a certain point in your life, certain age limit, you know right from wrong, your sin's on you. Amen. You're not a little baby anymore where mom and dad have to do everything for you. Now you know what you need to do, so now you're making a choice. And parents, I implore you, help your children make good choices when it comes to their spirituality. You only got a few years to influence them. As soon as you send them off to college, they're going to come back an entirely different person. You don't believe me? Ask somebody who sent their children off to college. Yeah, they're biologically see your children, but their thinking has changed a whole lot. You used to be able to tell them what to do. Now they're telling you what to do because they got a degree. Now, you guys know how it works because you did it with your parents. until some of the old school parents will get you straight. But I won't go down that road again because there's not a whole lot of old school parents in the audience, so I don't want to traumatize your urban children. But just talk to me out there, and I'll help you understand what old school parents would do. This day, if you're not a child of God, you're not a Christian, don't leave here without putting Christ on in baptism. Life is too short. It is too uncertain. There's too much danger out there. There's too much danger out there. Don't play Russian roulette with your soul. Surrender obedience to Jesus in baptism and let him add you to his church. And then live faithful to the best of your ability. Faithful does not mean trying to be perfect. It just means doing your best. You do your best, he'll do the rest. But what about those of us who are Christians and we have just gotten off track? See, you can come to church services every Sunday and still be off track. The devil shows up for church service every Sunday. Oh, and by the way, he sits on the front, second, third, fourth, and fifth rows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, and 7. Make sure I'm covering every row that's in here. So he's on every row in here. Don't let him be influencing you. That's the point you need to take away from that. And so if you recognize you've gotten off track, get back on track. Repent. Make your confession. Get right with God. A life is too short. Things are too uncertain. All it takes is one catastrophic illness. Stroke. Major car accident, you paralyzed. Or some other thing where you're limited and you now are wishing I had done some things differently. The only moment we have is right now. Right now. Don't let this be just a typical, oh, I heard what he said and whatever. I'll think about it. I still got time. You and I are not the author of time. We don't. I think about just when you're in your car and you check your GPS. Oh, 15 minutes and you'll be where you're going. Okay, when you start driving, it turns out to be 30 minutes or 45 minutes. Don't rely on your own understanding. I think the Proverbs right says, lean not in all thy ways. Okay, I got some Bible readers in the audience. But if you need to make a confession. And one of the things that we find it difficult to do is confess when we messed up. You need to start looking at that different. You need to recognize God already knows you messed up. He's just waiting for you to have sense enough to acknowledge what he already knows. And then he doesn't tell you what you got to say. What he wants to see is a contrite spirit, a contrite heart. And we'll get caught up, well, I don't want people to know. I don't want people to know. But the most important person already knows. And he understands confidentiality. He already knows. He hadn't told anybody. Your physical friends, if they knew, they'd be telling everybody. You guys know how your friends gossip? Oh, you don't believe you have friends that gossip, huh? Or they just gossip about other people. They don't gossip about you. Okay. Let the devil fool you. Let him fool you. I've said enough. It's decision time. If you need to respond to the invitation, we're going to give you the opportunity right now to do that as you stand and sing.
I feel good, good, good. Well, I feel good down in my soul. Don't you know that there's something about the Spirit of Jesus that makes me feel good, good, good. Sing it again. Well, I feel good, good, good. Well, I feel good down in my soul. Don't you know that there's something about the Spirit of Jesus that makes me feel good? I've got joy singing, I've got joy, joy, joy. You know that I got joy down in my soul. You know that there's something but the Spirit of Jesus that makes me feel good, good. I feel joy, we're singing, I feel joy, joy, joy. I feel joy down in my soul. Don't you know that there's something but the Spirit of that makes me feel good, good. I feel peace for singing, and I feel peace, peace like a river. I feel peace down in my soul. Don't you know that there's something about the spirit of that makes me feel good, good. I feel peace, I feel peace, peace. You know I feel peace down in my soul. Don't you know that there's something but the spirit of that makes me feel good, good. I feel love, we're singing. I feel love, love, love. I feel love down in my soul. Don't you know there's something but the spirit of that makes me feel good, good. I feel good, we're singing. I feel good, good. Don't you know that I feel good down in my soul? You know that there's the spirit of that makes me feel good, 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 good.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope that you were enlightened and that your day has been brightened. Feel free to join us again for another lesson that will anchor your soul. You can join us every Sunday in worship at 11 a.m. or you can feel free to go to our YouTube channel, Bedford ST Church of Christ, and tune in at that same time to stream our services virtually. Our address is 21 South Bedford Street, and we're located in Abington, Massachusetts. You can also give us a call at 617-274-2409 or visit our website, www.bedfordstcoc.com. in Abington.org.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.